Jerusalem is primarily people of the circumcision.
带一个没有受割礼的人去，那实在是自找麻烦的。
To bring someone who has not been circumcised is just getting trouble onto yourself.
不给他行割礼的。
And Paul has not exercised circumcision on Titus.
为什么这样的来服侍呢？
So why did Paul serve in this manner?
乃是他里面的生命。
Because of his inner life.
这个生命成为他的光。
Because his life became his light.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活侍奉里面，我们要学习来摸里面生命的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, in our life and in our ministry, we need to touch the feeling of the inner life.
并不是根据外面的这些人的需要或者人的要求。
Not according to the outward demands and the man's demand.
我记得有一次有一个弟兄他跟我讲。
I remember a brother once shared with me.
他说你好不好去找那个朋友好好谈一谈。
Why don't you go talk to that gospel friend and have a long talk with him?
他说你肯定这个马上就要受洗了，你要赶紧跟他谈一谈。
He's about to be baptized. You have to go talk to him.
我觉得他马上就要得救了。
I feel that he will be saved almost right away.
你今天一定要抓住机会跟他谈。
So today you have to seize the opportunity to talk to him.
那么这个我就 在里面祷告一下，我觉得这个人他其实离，就别说离受浸，离信主还很远了。
And I pray inside of myself, and I feel that this person is far away. Forget about being baptized, even about being saved.
但是这个弟兄说，你知道吗？这个人他整个这个他这已经非常近了。
And our brother said he's very, very close.
他就想当初我一样。
He said, it's just like me.
只要你跟他一祷告一谈，那就可以了。
As long as you pray with him and talk to him, it's okay.
然后这个到时候他就把那个朋友就带到这个办公室，就要一起跟我们谈话。And
he got a gospel friend into the office and he wanted to have a chat with us.
哎呀，我实在是这个里面有点勉强。I
felt compelled inside.
但是我还是说，那我们就上去吧。
So I said, okay, let's go.
不是凭着启示上去的。
It is not because of a revelation.
是被人家勉强上去的。
It's because of compulsion.
所以我们就去谈了。
So we went to chat.
然后谈完了以后，他就再也不来聚会了。
After our chatting, he never came back to our meeting.
我就说，他这个，我说这怎么回事呢？这个谈了以后不来聚会了。
I said, what is the matter? He has ceased to come to our
meeting. 本来说这一谈了以后，就马上就受洗了。
Previously, we thought as long as we talk to him, he'll be baptized.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是常常是这个不顺服这个生命给我们的感觉。
A lot of times, we're not in subjection to the feeling of this life in us.
今天我们生活行之为人，不是根据外面的这些理由。
Today, as we conduct our life and behavior, it is not because of the reasoning of the outside. Previously, all the outside things were our light.
我们没信主之前，这就是我们的光。
Before we were saved, these were our light. Everything was based on reasoning.
哪个需要更大？
Which is based on a larger need.
这就照亮了我们前面的道路。
And that enlightens a path.
我们就跟着这些需要在那里走。
So we walked according to these needs.
但弟兄姊妹，今天基督在我们里面活。
However, today, Christ lives in us.
这个生命今天成了我们的光。
This life becomes our light today.
我们今天要活在这个生命的光中。
So today we need to live in the light of life.
知道这个有的时候，这个主也给我们一点恩典。
Sometimes the Lord grants us a little grace.
有一次，这个我们这个，你知道这个，有的时候我们爱宴的时候，我们都拿完饭以后，就想说我们和谁一起坐着来谈话。
In our love feast after we got our food, we would think, who should we sit down and have fellowship?
那么那天我拿好了这个食物以后，就看着这个，又不知道往哪里坐。
That one day after the love feast, after I got my food, I just didn't know where to sit down.
有些人我愿意坐，但他们中间都坐满了，就坐不下去了。
I would like to sit over there, but it's all crowded.
那么有一个来过没有几次的一个朋友，他坐在这个一个很远的一个桌子上。
There was a gospel friend who only came a few times, and he sat far, far away in a table.
我想说这个人根本就没来过几次的。
This person hasn't come more than a few times.
这个时间很宝贵的，不能给他的。
The time is precious. I cannot give my time to
him. 那么这个，因为我已经照顾过他了，我不是不照顾他，不是的。
Because I have cared for him before.
但是呢，这个里面就感觉你好不好跟他坐一坐。
But inside me, I have this feeling that I should sit with him.
那么这个时候正好碰见我太太。
At this time, I met my wife.
太太说：“我觉得你今天应该跟他坐一起。”
My wife said, you need to go sit with him.
哎，我说这太好了，这又印证了这个，所以我就走过去，没有人跟他坐的。
And so I said, this is perfect, perfect confirmation. Nobody wants to sit with him.
他来这根本就没有，就来到这根本就没有几次的。
He's only come here no more than a handful of times.
我想说，那我怎么跟他谈话，谈什么呢？
So I said, what should I talk to him about?
那么我就坐下来了。
So I sat down.
我还没开口呢。
I haven't even uttered a word.
他就说，我能不能信耶稣啊？
And he said, can I believe in the Lord Jesus?
我说你当然可以信耶稣了。
I said, of course you can believe in Jesus.
我才刚来几次啊。
He said, I've only been here a few times.
我无论几次你都可以信耶稣了。
So I said, no matter how few times you've come, of course you can believe in Jesus.
那一天他就跟我们决志祷告了。
That day, he made the confirmation prayer.
那天主耶稣就成了他的救主。
That day, Jesus became his savior.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命是我们的光。
Brothers and sisters, this life is our life.
弟兄姊妹，不要跟随我们自己的理由。
We should no longer follow our own reasoning.
不要根据外面的需要。
We should not follow our own outward demands.
我们跟随着里面的光。
We should follow the inner light.
今天基督在我们里面活。
Today, Jesus lives in us.
基督这个生命就是我们的光。
Jesus' life is our light.
所以这是头一个这个生命的这个性质，它就是光。
This is the first characteristic of this life, which is it is light.
它带给我们启示。
It also brings forth revelation.
愿我们的生活侍奉常常像使徒保罗所见证的，我们是奉启示上去的。
So as we live and serve, it's all based on revelation, as Apostle Paul said here.
那么后面他就告诉我们。
Later on, he said.
他就告诉我们说，他这个看见说。这些有偷着引进来的假弟兄
He said that there were false brothers who had sneaked in
这些人他们窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由
They spied out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus
他们要把我们拉回到这个律法的捆绑底下
They wanted to bring us back into the bondage of law
他让我们借着守律法来代替基督
They wanted us to follow the law in replacement of Christ
他们要把这个律法的这些东西掺杂在神的福音的里面
They wanted to bring in law as a mixture into the gospel.
让我们重新受律法的捆绑。
So that we're under the bondage of law again.
主已经释放了我们。
The Lord has liberated us.
所以使徒保罗说，我就一刻的功夫也没有容让他们。
So therefore, the Apostle Paul said, I did not leave an hour
in subjection to them. 为了要让福音的真理仍然存在你们的中间。
So that the truth of the gospel might remain with you.
这个生命它不仅是我们的光。
This life is not only our light.
这个生命也是刚强的生命。
This is also a strong life.
它不看人的脸面。
It doesn't look at people's faces.
它不怕这些外面的压力。
It does not, it's not scared of the pressures
from outside. 这个生命乃是主的生命。
Because this life is the life of Jesus
Christ. 基督活在我们的里面，它显出来乃是刚强的生命。
Christ living in us is living out a strong life in us.
弟兄姊妹，这个刚强和人的那个有的时候显出的刚强是不一样的。
This strength of boldness is different from what manifested by men.
我们知道彼得也是很刚强的。
We know that Peter was also strong.
我们知道彼得曾经在主面前说，就是与你同死，我愿意。
Peter said to the Lord, even if I had to die with you, I'm willing to do that.
别人都可以离弃你，我永不离开你。
Everyone else could desert you, but I will never desert you.
你看这个人，他这个刚强，那是真的也是很刚强的。
Truly, this person was bold.
你说这个刚强是人的那个刚强。
But this was a boldness of men.
这和基督的生命显出的刚强的性质是不一样的。
This is different in nature from the boldness of the life of Christ.
你怎么知道它不一样呢？
How do you know it's different?
你就看见等碰到见证这件事的时候
When you touches the matter of testimony
你就发现这人的刚强就开始惧怕起来
You notice that the boldness of men becomes to get scared
在一个小小的使女面前
In a small maiden
彼得不敢承认主的名
Peter was afraid to confess the name of the Lord
弟兄姊妹你觉得你刚强吗
Brothers and sisters, do you think you were bold?
在人的面前，我们有没有在那里一直的承认主的名呢？
Before men, are we constantly confessing the name of the Lord?
你周围的同事、你的同学知道不知道你是神的儿女？
Your colleagues and friends and around you, do they know that you are a child of God?
人家说，哎，你是不是也是基督徒啊？
Other people say, are you a Christian too?
我也不，反正也不敢讲。 反正就是那么糊涂过去了。
So you would say, well.
弟兄姊妹，你知道在见证这件事上，人的刚强就显得非常的软弱。
You see, when it touches upon testimony, the boldness of man becomes very weak.
你看这里有奉割礼的人从雅各那里下来。
You see that there are men from James of the circumcision came.
彼得这个时候他已经得着那个大布的异象。
Peter already got the revelation of that great sheet.
他知道神不偏待人。
He knew that God was not partial.
神借着他把外邦人信道的门都给打开了。
God had opened the door to the Gentiles to believe.
而且他自己也完全顺服主的带领，已经和外邦人一同的交通，一同的这些信主的人一同交通，一同吃饭了。
And he was totally in subjection to that revelation, and he was even eating with the Gentiles.
但是这些奉割礼的人从雅各那里来的时候，
But when there's a coming of certain men from James for circumcision,
这里面就说到他里面有个怕。
Here he had a fear inside him.
人的刚强里面有一个惧怕。
Because there's this fear in the boldness of man.
怕这些这个宗教势力的压力。
He is afraid of the pressure of the religious world.
在主的见证的面前不敢站住。
He cannot stand firm before the testimony of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这一个见证乃是说到主耶稣基督他的救恩的真理。
We know that this testimony refers to the truth of his salvation.
到底我们得救是靠着律法呢，还是靠着主耶稣基督的恩典？
Are we saved by the law or by grace?
弟兄姊妹，在见证这件事上，你发现天然人的刚强就软弱下去了。
When it faces testimony, the boldness of natural man will become weak.
但是在使徒保罗里面，他说他是这个基督在他里面活。
However, inside Apostle Paul, he said that Christ was living in him.
基督这个生命实在是刚强的生命。
The life of Christ was indeed a bold and strong life.
无论这个刚强，不是说这个人就是像个头上长了刺一样，不是。
This boldness would not enable you to be prickly.
那么这个人这谁都不怕。
Then you become someone who is have no fear of no one.
这个人这个可以横冲直撞的。
And then you can go anywhere and say anything.
弟兄姊妹，这是天然的刚强。
No, brothers and sisters, this is the boldness from a natural man.
这种的刚强啊，这个对太太是很硬的。
The natural man's boldness is very strong.
对先生也是很强的。
With your wife and your husband,
那么吵起架来声音是很大的。
When you're in an argument, you raise your voice really high.
祷告的时候就听不见声音了。
However, when it comes to prayer, your voice is really
small. 弟兄姊妹，你看见这个生命，它不是天然人的刚强。
You see that this life is not the boldness from a natural
man. 天然人的刚强，这个对于这个自己的利益，对于自己的脸面，对于自己的地位，在那里可强了，一直在那里争，一直在那里夺。
For a natural man, he is very bold when it comes to self-preservation about his own reputation, his own face, and his own well-being.
你看，在哥林多教会里面，他们在那里彼此的争来争去。
You see that in the church in Corinth, they were constantly fighting.
他们在那里亏负弟兄，弟兄甚至告弟兄。
They fell short with one another, and they even sued one another.
但是当面对他们中间的罪的时候。
But when it comes to be facing the sin in their midst,
他们中间竟然没有一个人敢出来对付他们中间的罪。
There was no one in their midst who was willing to deal with the sin in their midst.
这个生命产生出来的刚强，他对于罪恶、对于世界、对于仇敌，他总是那样的刚强。
And this boldness that is produced by the life of Christ is always bold with regarding sin, regarding the world, and regarding the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，他对于人却是那样的温柔。
However, to men, it is so gentle.
这个刚强是生命中产生出来的刚强。
This boldness is brought forth by life.
所以我们看见这个生命不仅它是我们的光。
We see that this life is not only our light.
这个生命而且是刚强的生命。
This is also a bold and strong life.
后面他就接着告诉我们。
And later on, he said.
他说第六节。
Verse
6. 至于那些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人，那些有名望的，并没有加增我什么。
But from those who were of high reputation, what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality. Wealth, those who were of reputation contributed nothing to me.
弟兄姊妹，这里说，那些有名望的人，不能够加增我什么。
Here it says that those people of reputation contributed nothing to me.
这里面告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们这一个生命 是丰富的生命。
This tells us that this life is an abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命是我们所依靠的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the life that we rely on.
不需要再依靠人的势力。
We do not have to rely on the
flesh. 不需要靠人的才能。
We do not have to rely on talent.
不需要靠有名望的人。
We do not have to rely on men of reputation.
这里并不是说他不从其他弟兄姊妹得到帮助。
This doesn't say that he didn't get help from other brothers and sisters.
如果从他们得到帮助的话。
If he has gotten help from others,
如果从这些有名望的人帮助的话，
if he had gotten help from these people of
reputation, 那个帮助也不是他们的名望，
the help was not from derived from their reputation,
乃是基督的生命从他们里面流露出来。
It was because of the manifestation of the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这一个生命是可靠的。
That life, brothers and sisters, is reliable.
弟兄姊妹，一切的丰富都在这个生命的里面。
Brothers and sisters, all the abundance is in this life.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不需要依靠势力。
Brothers and sisters, today we no longer have to bow down to authority.
不需要依靠人的名望。
We don't have to rely on the
man's
reputation. We don't have to rely on wealth.
这个生命是可靠的。
Because this life is reliable.
供应我们一切的需要。
It will supply all our needs.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命实在是太丰富了。
This life is indeed abundant.
所有我们所需要的一切的恩典，一切的力量都在这个生命的里面。
All that we need, all the grace, all the strength is found in life.
所以你看见当这个生命在他里面活出来的时候
So you see that when this life is lived out in him
这个人他单单的就依靠主
And this person would solely rely on the Lord
你说这一种的信靠和这个天然人的那个自信是完全不一样的
This kind of reliance is totally different from the self-confidence in a natural man
今天有人谁也帮助不了我
Today nobody can help
你看这话跟这差不多的
It's sort of similar to what Paul said.
你知道有些人觉得说他虽然嘴巴不这么讲但是往这一坐你们这上面讲的没有一个能够帮助我的。
Sometimes people may not say these words,
然后我们也用这段圣经凡是这些有名望的人没有一个可以加增我的。
Even though they don't say it, they act like nobody can help them. And they quote this verse that men of reputation contribute nothing to him.
天然人也有一种所谓的自信的。
Brothers and sisters, even natural men have the self-confidence.
弟兄姊妹，那个自信的人和这个依靠基督生命的人是完全不一样的。
A person who is self-confident in his natural life is totally different from somebody who is relying on the life of Christ.
这个自信的人哈，对自己特别有把握。
The self-confident man is particularly assured of himself.
你看使徒保罗，他得了这么大的异象。
You see that Paul has gotten such great revelation.
我想说，今天我们在座有哪一个人说我们今天得着的亮光能够跟保罗相比呢？
Who of us here can say that we can even compare with the light that Paul has gotten?
但是你发现，当使徒保罗他在里做见证的时候，
But when you see that when Paul was making his testimony,
他对自己没有那么大的把握。
He did not have such assurance at all about himself.
你看是在第二节的后半。
In the second half of chapter 2?
对后半对第二节的后半。
In the second part of chapter 2?
他说唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。
I was afraid that I had run or had been running in vain.
有的时候我们读这句话我们觉得好像不大明白。
When we read these words, it's as if they don't make any sense to us.
保罗得了这么高的启示这么明亮的这个看见。
Paul has such great revelation and such bright light.
他怕什么呢?
What is he afraid of?
他怕他自己。
He is afraid of himself.
弟兄姊妹，他全心的仰望主。
He looked upon the Lord with all his heart.
他知道主是绝对可靠的。
He knows that the Lord is totally reliable.
因为这个生命实在是可靠的生命。
And this life is a totally reliable life.
但是对他自己，他没有那么大的把握。
However, he doesn't have such assurance about himself.
弟兄姊妹，今天有些人活在自己的里面，觉着自己非常的可靠。
Brothers and sisters, there are people who live in themselves, and they think that they have total assurance about themselves.
这个有的时候，这个听见有的弟兄姊妹交通了，我有的时候里面真的感觉说胆子太大了。
Sometimes when we hear the fellowship of brothers and sisters, I sometimes feel that they are too bold.
这个讲的时候就是圣灵这样告诉我的。
And they would say, the Holy Spirit tells me this and that.
动不动就是圣灵告诉他。
They are very assured of themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前就看见说，如果我们是让基督活出来的话。
Brothers and sisters, we can see that if we let the life of Christ
live out, 如果是基督的生命在我们里面彰显出来。
if it is truly the life of Christ being manifested through us, and we totally rely on the life of Christ. But regarding ourselves, we totally know that we are unreliable. We have no assurance about ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候人真的活在自己里面，活在完全的黑暗的当中。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we totally live in ourselves and we live in total darkness. We have such assurance about ourselves.
甚至有的时候讲出来的话都和圣经违背了，还觉得自己是圣灵的感动。
Sometimes we say things that are totally opposing to the Bible and we still say that we're moved by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你看见从基督里活出来的生命
the life that is lived out by natural life and the life that is lived out by Christ is totally different.
外面看都是有信心的。
From the outward, it all is filled with confidence.
但里面的性质却是完全的不一样。
However, it's totally nature and
different nature. 一个是基督的生命是可靠的。
First, the life of Christ is totally reliable.
一个是自己是可靠的。
The other one is I am reliable.
弟兄姊妹，你看见说我们今天要让基督的生命从我们里面活出来。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to let the life of Christ to be lived out in us.
这个生命是光。
This life is light.
带给我们启示。
And this life brings forth revelation.
这个生命是可靠的。
And this life is reliable.
这个生命是刚强的。
And this life is bold.
而且继续在告诉我们。
Continue on, he said.
他说第七节。
Verse 7.
反倒看见了主，托我传福音给那未受割礼的人，正如托彼得。
This is Peter had been to the circumcised.
这里告诉我们，这个生命，它是一个有托付的生命。
Here it tells us that this life has an entrustment.
这是一个受托的生命。
This is a life that has been entrusted.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命，当我们的主在地上行走的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when our Lord was walking on this earth,
这个生命他把神的见证完全的彰显了出来。
This life totally manifested the testimony of God.
就是神荣耀所发出的光辉。
He was the nature of the radiance of God.
就是神本体的真相。
He was the exact representation of the nature of God.
我们的主在地上行走的时候，借着这个生命，把神完全的彰显了出来。
When our Lord was walking on this earth, He totally manifested God on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神就把这个宇宙中最宝贵的见证托付在这个生命的上面。
Which is to entrust with this life the most precious testimony.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个生命在我们里面活。
Today, this life is living in us, brothers.
如果我们让这个生命从我们里面活出来。
If we want to let this life lift out in us,
我们这个人是一个有托付的人。
We are someone with entrustment.
我们是一个有方向的一个人。
We have directions.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，我们就不会随便。
Brothers and sisters, because of this, we dare not be casual.
我们就会受约束。
We will be constrained.
有一次，你知道，小朋友有的时候，前面弟兄们告诉我们说，你要给小朋友一些的托付，然后他们就会学习长大。
Our older brothers have always shared with us that you have to give little children a little entrustment so that they can grow up.
那么有一次他们出去，他们说可能是一个什么聚集，然后
dollars.
我说那天好了，我把这个钱托付给他们。
Usually I would carry the money until the event, but today I gave them the money.
那么我儿子就把这五块钱抓在手里。
And my son held this $5 bill in his hand.
你知道没有这五块钱，他哪儿都去的。
Without this $5, he would go anywhere.
他一会儿钻到泥巴里去挖蚯蚓。
He would go to the earth to look for acorn, earthworm, or he would dig and dive into the water.
这个最后弄得浑身的泥巴，然后就是到处跑就对了。
And he will be covered with mud and running everywhere.
那天他手里攥了五块钱。
But that day he had $5.
只有五块钱。
It's only $5.
啊，他就是这个，你就看见他的行为受了很大的约束。
You see that his behavior was much constrained.
从前他要去抓的虫子，现在就不抓了。
He would not dig in the mud to look for worms.
从前捡的那些树枝，今天就不捡了。
He would be digging pricks and.
我一段他就看看，哎，这个钱还在不在他的手里面
？He took several steps and he checked to see if the money
still
in his hand.
这才托付了五块钱呢。
He was only entrusted with $5.
这五块钱的托付就让他生命受了很大的约束了。
But because of this entrustment of $5, his life was much constrained.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看见今天神把什么托付了给我们？
Brothers and sisters, do you see what God has entrusted you?
神今天把神儿子的见证托付了给我们。
Today he has entrusted the testimony of the Son to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够随便呢？
How dare we be casual?
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活能随便吗？
Brothers and sisters, can our life afford
to be casual? 我们能够随随便便的生活吗？
Can we lead a casual life?
我们在那里做见证的，我们能够随便讲话吗？
Can we just say anything we want in the testimony?
我们的口舌能不受约束吗？
Can our tongue not be constrained?
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们今天这个生命是有托付的生命。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know that our life is a life with entrustment.
神把这一个最宝贵、最荣耀的托付给我们。
God has entrusted us with this most precious and most glorious
entrustment. 不是因为我们好。
Not because we're anybody.
不是因为我们算得什么。
Not because we're anybody.
因为基督在我们里面活。
But because Christ lives in us.
弟兄姊妹，让这个生命活出来的时候，你发现这个人的生命，他有一个使命感。
Brothers and sisters, when this life is lived out in him, he has this sense of direction.
不仅他不随便。
Not only dare he not be casual.
他也不会随火。
And he would not also just join any groups.
我们看见说这里面有一个很好的弟兄叫巴拿巴。
We see that there's a very good brother called Barnabas here.
我们知道巴拿巴是一个很刚强的一个人。
We see that Barnabas was a very bold and strong person.
巴拿巴不是一个这个天然的人那么刚强，不是，他是这个生命里刚强的一个人。
Barnabas was not strong and bold in the natural life, but he was very bold and strong in the life of Christ.
你还记得当这个大树的扫罗蒙恩得救以后，大家都怕他，怕得不得了，谁也不敢接纳他。
When Saul from who was also called Paul was saved, everybody was afraid of him. Nobody wanted to draw near to him.
他到了耶路撒冷想盼望寻求交通了，大家都全都是躲起来的。
He went to Jerusalem to look for fellowship, and everybody hid.
那么这个巴拿巴，他这个是活在生命里面的。
But Barnabas lived in the life.
这个生命的刚强就让他能够接纳这个扫罗。
The boldness of this life in Barnabas enabled him to receive Paul.
而且我们知道，他和这个使徒保罗，他们两个人一同的，这个到这个外面去巡游布道。
And we also know that he and the apostle Paul went out to preach and have missionary trips.
遇到了多少的艰险，多少的艰难。
And they have encountered all kinds of affliction and hardship.
但他们里面常常充满了喜乐。
But within them, they were constantly filled with joy.
他们在艰难困苦中，他们把神的福音传扬出去。
In hardship and distress, they preached the gospel of God.
许多的教会因着他们这样的服事就被建立起来。
Many, many churches were established because of their ministry.
但我们知道属灵没有老资格的。
But we know that there's no experience or status in spirituality. It's not because before you have been living out the life of Christ now and you were spiritual earlier, you would always be spiritual today.
有的时候我们不大小心还是会依靠我们天然人的那个好。
When we became careless, we would still rely on the goodness of the natural life. 我看
这个在巴拿巴身上就有一个很好的一个在人眼中非常好的一个特点。
We see that Barnabas has a very good characteristic in the eyes of men.
就是他是个好人。
He's a good man.
他是一个不得罪人的人。
He would not offend men.
不得罪人都最好，我们都很喜欢这样的人。
People who don't offend men are good.
谁不喜欢我们中间都是头上长刺的人？谁不喜欢？
You don't want anybody who are prickly.
那么我们都喜欢说都是好人。
We want people to be good guys around us.
我们都不得罪人。
We don't offend each other.
弟兄姊妹，我们就看见说，这是在天然人里面非常好的东西。
We see that in the natural life, this is something very good.
但是弟兄姊妹，当这个主的生命从我们身上这样彰显出来的时候
，However, when the life of the Lord Jesus is manifested through us,
我们不是说我们就是见谁就得罪谁，不是这意思。
It is not that we offend everybody we meet.
我们实在是不愿意得罪人。
We truly do not want to offend anyone.
但是如果说我们谁都不得罪。
However, if you've never offended
anyone, 我从来谁都不得罪。
You've never offended anyone.
弟兄姊妹，恐怕在我们生命中有许多地方我们要得罪神。
Then, most likely, in many areas of your life, you have offended God.
你发现那不是基督的生命。
Because that is not the life of Christ.
虽然在人的眼中是非常好的。
Even though in the eyes of man, it's very good.
这个人谁都不得罪。
He offend no one.
在什么情况他都不得罪人。
Under all circumstances, he offend no man.
弟兄姊妹，这不是生命的表现。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a manifestation of life.
如果我们是一个有托付的人。
If we have been entrusted.
如果我们是一个有方向的一个人。
If we have directions.
如果我们盼望不得罪神。
If we do not want to offend God.
我们从来都不得罪神。
And we never offend God.
弟兄姊妹，恐怕在有些时候我们要得罪人。
Sometimes we may have to offend men.
不是我们故意的要去得罪人。
Not that we deliberately want to offend anyone.
弟兄姊妹，因着不得罪神的缘故。
But because we do not want to offend God.
在许多的情形下，我们没有办法不得罪人。
Under many circumstances, we cannot afford but to offend.
你看在这里面，使徒保罗没有办法不得罪彼得。
Here, Paul cannot but offend Peter.
他没有说我就到底下会后他们交通一下。
Paul did not wait till after the meeting and met with Peter in private.
他这里说他当面抵挡。
He said he opposed Peter to his face.
弟兄姊妹，因为这件事，他知道如果他不当面抵挡。
Paul knew that if he did not oppose Peter to his face,
主的见证要受亏损。
The testimony of the Lord would fall short.
神的福音要被模糊。
And the gospel of God would be distorted.
那个宗教的势力要在教会里面有地位。
And the religious pressure would have a status in the church.
使徒保罗他不能够违背那从天上来的意象。
The Apostle Paul cannot afford not to obey the heavenly vision because he is somebody who has been entrusted by God.
得罪他的神。
He cannot afford to offend God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的是从来都不得罪神，
brothers and sisters, if we never offend God,
到了见证这件事情的时候，
when it comes to testimony,
弟兄姊妹，有的时候没有办法不得罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot but afford to offend men.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个生命，它是何等的刚强。
You see that this life is indeed bold.
因为它是有托付的。
Because it has a life of entrustment.
这个生命满了亮光。
And this life is full of light.
这个生命是可靠的。
And this life is reliable.
因为它非常的丰富。
Because it is so abundant.
而且当使徒保罗活在这样的生命里的时候。
And when Apostle Paul lived in this life.
在第九节。
In verse 9.
说这些人就知道所赐给我的恩典。
And these people recognize the grace that have been given to him.
弟兄姊妹，人家看见在使徒保罗身上满了恩典。
People could see that Paul's life was full of grace.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命就是一个充满恩典的生命。
This life, brothers and sisters, is a life filled with grace.
怎么知道他们看见使徒保罗身上显出这么大的恩典呢？
How do you know that they recognize the grace that is in Paul?
因为你看看使徒保罗，他没有势力，没有才能。
Because Apostle Paul has no power and no talent.
他不依靠势力，不依靠才能。
And he did not rely on any authority or any talent.
但是你发现，神就借着他在那些艰难困苦中，把神的教会一个一个都建立起来。
But however, through all these tribulation and hardship, God through him established church after church through him.
在人的眼中，他似乎一无所有。
In the eyes of men, he has nothing as if he has nothing.
他其实样样都有。
However, he has everything.
在人的眼中，他似乎是贫穷的。
In the eyes of men, it's as if he was poor.
他却是叫许多人富足的。
However, he has enabled many to become rich.
他叫许多人属灵上刚强起来。
And he has boldened many people spiritually.
他让许多人得到属灵的祝福。
And he has granted spiritual blessings to many people.
而且你发现，他不仅让人得到属灵的祝福，而且把这个肉身的需要也带给耶路撒冷的许多的圣徒。
Not only did he grant spiritual blessings to many people, he also supply the physical needs.
这难道不是基督的生命吗？
Is this not the life of Christ?
我们的主他本来富足。
Our Lord was rich.
却为我们成了贫穷。
But for us, he became poor.
让我们因着他的贫穷，我们今天可以成为富足。
So that through his poverty, we could become rich.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣基督的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace of God.
这个生命显出来的是个充满了恩典的生命。
This life manifests a life full of grace.
似乎是一无所有。
As if you have nothing.
却是叫许多人富足的。
But you enable many people to become rich.
不仅他这样的，这个神借着他这样的来带给人祝福。
Not only did God bless many people through him.
你看他就是责备彼得的时候，那话里面也带了恩典。
Even when he was rebuking Peter, his words are full of grace.
你看在这里，他当面抵挡彼得。
Even though he opposed Peter to his face.
因为他是为了主的见证的缘故。
For the purpose of the testimony of the Lord.
但是你看他的话里面满了恩典。
But his words are full of grace.
我读的时候，我特别这个注意到第十五节。
I pay particular attention to verse 15.
他说这我们这生来的犹太人。
We were Jews by nature.
他没有说你这个生来的犹太人呐。
He didn't say, you are a Jew by nature.
他说我们这生来的犹太人。
Paul said, we are Jews by nature.
我们是在律法底下够苦的人了。
We have suffered much under the law.
我们知道律法不能让我们在神面前得称为义啊。
We know that law cannot recognize us for justification before God.
我们昼夜的在那里侍奉神。
We serve God day and night.
我们在那里苦苦的在那守住神的律法。
We try to keep the law with all affliction.
但是我们在那里一直在那里得罪神。
However, we keep offending God.
我们不能够在神面前得称为义。
We cannot be justified
before God. 这是我们做犹太人，我们太清楚了。
We as Jews know this so well.
我们今天因着主耶稣基督的恩典，我们得称为义了。
Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are justified.
主耶稣基督的恩典不仅临到我们，也临到了外邦人。
And the grace of the Lord Jesus not only has come to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles.
主借着十字架把我们和外邦人中间所有隔断的墙都给拆毁了。
Through the cross, he has torn down the walls between the Gentiles and the Jews.
那么今天我们这些犹太人怎么可以把那个中间隔的那种墙重新建立起来呢
？So today, how can we Jews build up the wall that were torn asunder?
主是拆毁了。
God has destroyed.
主是做拆毁的工作。
God has done the work of destruction.
如果今天我们还要重新建立的话
，If we have to rebuild it again,
你不是在那见证主是做错了吗
？Are you testifying that the Lord has done the wrong thing?
我们从前也是要把中间隔断墙拆毁的。
Earlier, we were trying to destroy the walls that has
been destroyed.
And today we're rebuilding walls again. Doesn't it mean that we have done wrong? This is such severe words. This word cut to the chase.
圣灵在那里借着使徒保罗把这个福音真理讲得何等的清楚呢
Through the words of Paul, God the Father has illustrated the gospel clearly.
但是当使徒保罗在那里面对彼得的时候
But when Paul faced Peter,
他的话里充满了恩典
His words were filled with grace.
灵是那样的明亮
His spirit is so bright.
但这个灵却不伤人的
But this spirit would not hurt anyone.
所以我们知道后来彼得就特别能够跟使徒保罗他们还是有很美好的交通的
So afterwards, we know that Peter still had very sweet fellowship with Paul.
他说这个你们看看这个神给我们这个保罗弟兄的恩典
He said that you can see the grace that God has given us to a special grace to Apostle Paul.
他书上写的话有些我们都不明白的。
All these things that Peter wrote and the epistles we didn't understand.
你们不要凭着自己的头脑去强解啊。
Don't use your own human reasoning to understand.
你就看见说这一个人他活在这个生命的里面。
You see that when this person is living in this life.
这个生命满了恩典。
This life is full of grace.
弟兄姊妹这是神今天要在我们身上得着的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what God wants to gain in our life. This is the testimony of the gospel.
这就是神在我们身上的旨意。
This is the will of God in us.
就是让这个生命从我们身上表现出来。
Which is to let this life be manifested in us.
这个生命让我们活在光的里面。
And this life enables us to live in light.
让我们刚强。
So that it emboldens us.
让我们单单依靠主的生命。
So that we only rely on the life of Christ.
让我们能够在这里能够在这里把恩典表现出来。
And we can also show forth grace here.
弟兄姊妹，看见这个生命表现出是何等的美丽呢
？And when this life is manifested, it is beautiful.
因为这个生命让我们成为一个有托付的人。
Because this life enables us to become a man with entrustment.
那么现在就要问最难的一个问题了。
Now I have to put forth the most difficult question.
你讲了这么好的，我们都很羡慕，我自己也很羡慕的。
And we all desire this what you said. And
谁不羡慕让这样的生命表现出来呢
？Who doesn't desire to have this life be manifested?
我们何等巴望这样的生命天天充满在我们家里面。
We how we desire to have this life manifested in our family daily.
这个生命天天充满在我们教会的生活里面。
And that this life be manifested daily in our church life.
问题是难处是就是我活呀。
However, the problem is I'm living.
我活。
I'm alive.
虽然这个店主是换了。
Even though the shop owner has changed.
但是我老出去开门的。
But I am still opening the store.
来客人就是我去换钱的。
When clients come, I am doing the exchange of money.
都是我活呀。
I am living.
虽然主人是换了
Yes, indeed, the owner has changed.
但是不是基督活呀
But it is not Christ who lives.
还是我活
It is still I who lives.
我已经与基督同钉十字架
I have been crucified with Christ.
如今活着的还是我
And today it is still I who lives.
弟兄姊妹，这是怎么回事呢
What is the matter here?
这不是说这个不是我活吗
This is not I who lives.
不是我活，乃是基督活。
It is not I who live, but Christ who
am living. 那为什么总是我活呢
？But how come it is always I who am living?
所以我们知道那个难处啊，不是基督活。
So the problem is not that Christ is living.
基督活就没有难处了。
There's no problem with Christ living.
所有的难处就因为我活嘛。
All the problem lies with the fact that I am living.
那我怎么就不活，怎么能够我不活呢？
How can I not live?
我就是明明活着的嘛。
I'm clearly alive.
我怎么能不活呢？
How can I not live?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这里面有两个秘诀。
We see that there are two secrets here.
这里面头一个，他说就是一个事实。
It's a fact.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
The fact is, I have been crucified with Christ.
这不是说我要与基督同钉十字架。
This is not to say I want to be crucified with Christ.
或者基督要把我钉死在十字架上。
Or that Christ will nail me to the cross.
就是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
But it is that I have been crucified with Christ.
我们读罗马书这个第六章的时候，我们就知道那是已成的事实。
When we read Romans 6, we know that this is a matter of fact.
主在十字架上做了非常奇妙的工作。
The Lord has done amazing, wondrous things on the cross.
不仅他替我们流血，替我们死。
Not only had he shed his blood for us and died for us.
他替我们担当罪的刑罚。
And he also borne the penalty of sin.
因为他替我们死，所以今天我们就不必死了。
Because he has died for us, today we don't have to die again.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
而且神做了一件非常稀奇的事。
God has also done a very amazing thing.
神就把我们这些的人，就算还没生出来的，所有在亚当里的人，统统都放在了基督的里。
And so God put all of us, even the people who have not been born, all of us of Adam, He put us in Christ Jesus.
当主耶稣钉的时候，我们与他同钉十字架。
When Jesus was crucified, we were crucified with Him.
当他死的时候，我们与他同死。
When he died, we died with him.
不是今天我们才死。
It's not that today we die.
不是明天我立志我要死。
It's not that tomorrow I'm determined to die.
是主耶稣钉十字架的时候，我们已经跟他一同死了。
It is when the Lord Jesus was crucified, we were already dead with him.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所做的一件事实。
This is a fact performed by God.
那我们的态度应该是什么呢？
What ought our attitude be?
我们的态度应该说感谢主。
Our attitude should be, thank the Lord.
感谢主你替我死了。
We thank the Lord that you have died for me.
感谢主你为我流出了宝血。
We thank the Lord that he has shed his precious blood for us.
我今天因为你的宝血我得称为义。
Because of your precious blood, I can be justified.
这个我们都没问题。
This we have no problem with.
我们在薄饼聚会里我们常常这样祷告的。
In our table meeting, we constantly pray such prayers.
这实在是太大的一件事情。
This is such a great thing.
但是这里面告诉我们说，我们如果只承认，我们只感谢主耶稣为我们替我们死的话。
However, we see that if we are only thankful that God has died for us.
我们还不能够经历基督在我们里面活。
We cannot experience that Christ is living in us.
我们的态度不仅是感谢主耶稣为我们死。
Our attitude is not that Christ, we thank God that he has died.
我们更感谢他死的时候把我们一同钉死了。
We thank him further that when he died, he crucified us as well.
我们为这件事感谢他。
For this, we thank him.
主啊，我谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
幸亏你把我钉死了。
It's a good thing that you've crucified us.
感谢你啊。
We thank you.
阿们。
Amen.
我这个人就该死。
I should be put to death.
这一个我根本就不该活着。
This person I am should not be
alive. 他活着就麻烦了。
If he's alive, I'm in trouble.
他活着就所有的难处都来了。
If this person is alive, all the difficulties will come
with. 他永远不会属灵的。
And he would never become spiritual.
主，我感谢你，你永远没有让我这个人属灵啊。
Lord, I thank you that you've never let me to become spiritual.
因为你出来就属灵啊。
Because when you are around, you are spiritual.
你的生命显现出来就属灵啊。
Because when your life is manifested, you are spiritual.
你的生命出不来就不属灵啊。
If your life cannot be manifested, then I cannot be spiritual.
无论我做什么都不属灵啊。
Whatever I do cannot make me spiritual.
我这个人只配被钉在十字架上。
I am only worthy to be crucified.
我阿们你所做的。
I agree with what you wanted to
do. 我感谢你所做的。
I thank you for what you have done.
我谢谢你啊。
Lord, we thank you.
幸亏你在十字架上这样的解决我这样的难处啊。
It's a good thing that you have solved all my difficulties on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们的态度应该是这样顺服的。
Our attitude ought to be in submission.
顺服神所做的。
We are submit to what God has done.
什么叫做我们与基督同钉十字架呢？
What does it mean to be we have been crucified with Christ?
就是神看我们这个人没有一点的盼望。
God sees that people like us have no hope.
你里面毫无良善。
There is no good in you.
神绝对不在那里在改变我们。
God absolutely would not change you a bit.
在这里教育我们。
He would not re-educate you a bit.
在用属灵的知识装备我们。
He would not equip you with spiritual knowledge.
再让我们这个人有一天能够属灵一下。
So that one day you might become spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，神对这个人的审判就是把他钉死。
The judgment of man for God is to crucify him.
这个人就成为神旨意最大的拦阻。
And this man becomes the biggest hindrance to the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的态度应该是这样顺服的。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to yield to this.
因为主对这个人的审判的判决就是这样。
Because this is the judgment of the Lord.
他只配钉死在十字架上。
The man is only worthy to be crucified.
今天我就服下来。
So today, I humble myself.
主，我接受你对这个人的审判。
Lord, I receive your judgment of man.
我这个人真的就只配钉死在十字架上。
I am only worthy to be crucified.
但是现在的难处是这样。
But what is the difficulty?
现在的难处是我们不服啊。
The difficulty is that we cannot humble ourselves and receive this fact.
我们头脑服了。
We agree with God in our mind.
我们头里也服了。
We even confess that with our mouth.
心里不服啊。
However, we do not subject our hearts
常常是口服心不服啊。
We may say so, but our hearts are not in subjection.
什么叫我的心里不服呢？
What does it mean to be saying
your heart
is not in subjection? 你
说你怎么上面定罪，我说我心里不服呢？
How do you say that you are not in subjection for the fact that you've been condemned?
因为我们常常觉得我们还真的有点本事的。
Because we have a little talent.
我们还真的能够忍耐一下的。
We can endure a little bit.
我们还可以属灵一会儿了。
We can be spiritual for a little while.
这一次虽然失败了。
This time, even though I failed.
下次求主的恩典，这个爱再浇灌下来。
And next time I ask the love of God to pour out in us.
那么你就看见我们属灵的这个时日就更长一点。
Then you see that the way to spirituality is lengthened.
这样的努力下去，慢慢慢慢，那我们不就属灵了吗？
If you toil like this, you will become spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们的难处是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is our problem?
我们的难处是不能够接受神对我们这个人的审判。
The problem is that we cannot receive the judgment of God of our man.
我们没有看见在我们的肉体之中是毫无良善。
We do not see that there's nothing good in our flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们心里面有的时候是不服的。
Brothers and sisters, even though in our heart we're not in submission.
什么时候我们服下来？
But whenever we are in
submission, 什么时候神的光照亮了我们？
Whenever the light of God enlightens us,
让我们看见说主啊，你做的真对啊。
So that we say, Lord, indeed, you've done it.
感谢你把我已经钉死在十字架上了。
We thank you that you've crucified me on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，那就是转机。
Then there's a turning point.
那就看见基督就可以活。
Then you can see that Christ can live.
要不然总是我们活。
Otherwise, it's always you.
什么时候我们不顺服神所做成的
？Anytime when we are not obedient to what God has already accomplished,
我们就活。
We are alive.
主就不能活。
The Lord cannot live.
这是头一个秘诀。
This is the first secret.
就是顺服神所做成的。
Which is to obey to what God has already accomplished.
第二个秘诀。
The second secret is.
就是我如今在肉身活着。
The life which I now live in the flesh,
乃是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做信神的儿子而活？
What does it mean to live by faith in the Son of God?
就是你信任他。
Which is you rely.
你信任到了一个地步。
You have so much faith in Him.
就是让他来活。
So that you can allow Him to live.
弟兄姊妹，不仅我们看见我们自己不活。
Not only do we see that we are not alive.
因为主已经把我们钉死在十字架上了。
Because the Lord has already crucified us.
我顺服主所做的。
I submit to what God has done.
我接受主所做的。
I accept what God has done.
我的信心里看见主所做的。
In my faith, I have seen what the Lord has done.
另外一面，我让主来活。
On the other hand, I let the Lord to live.
弟兄姊妹，你看见在我们生命中就会来经历这段话的奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that you can experience the amazingness of this sentence.
这个我结婚以后啊，你知道这个我有一个很大的毛病。
After I've been married, I have this big problem.
我就觉着太太总是在我最忙的时候跟我讲话。
I think that my wife always wants to talk to me when I'm the most busiest.
我就觉着是正在有个灵感的时候。
When I have this inspiration.
然后她兴致冲冲就来了。
And my wife comes with all earnestness.
她说有一件事非常重要跟你交通一下。
She said, I have this very important thing to fellowship with you.
你知道这个总是想说这因为要学习忍耐嘛。
And you know, I have to practice endurance.
所以你要听太太讲的。
So you have to listen to what your
wife says. 你要快快的听。
You have to listen quickly.
慢慢的说。
And speak slowly.
慢慢的动怒。
And slow to anger.
但是问题是这个听总是最慢的。
However, I am always the slowest to hear.
这个不耐烦马上就写在脸上了。
And my impatience is written all over my face.
我就看见太太有时就不讲话了。
And then I see my wife become sullen.
她这个欢欢喜喜的来。
She came with all joy.
那么是这个忧忧愁愁的走了。
She left in sorrow.
你知道这个你就看见这种情你就知道你失败了吗
You see that, you know you fail.
你根本就不属灵嘛。
You're not spiritual at all.
数了半天的灵就差一句话就数没了。
Oh, your spirituality is going to the toilet.
那么这个不是这不是这个你知道这个它不是一次的问题啊。
This is only a one-time occurrence.
我就觉得说他怎么总是找我最忍受不住的人找我讲话。
How come she always comes to me when I cannot endure?
都是我最忙最忙的时候。
It is always my busiest moment.
第二天要讲道了。
I have to preach the next day.
都到中午十二点还没有话呢。
It's noon, I have no utterance.
然后这个时候他说我有一件事跟你交通了。
And she said, now I have something to fellowship with you.
我说主啊这怎么老是这样呢这个功课怎么学呀
So I said, Lord, how can I learn this lesson?
那么这个有的真的是这个咬住牙真学了一下。
So I forced myself to learn this a little bit.
我记得有一次非常清楚。
I remember this one incident very clearly.
他把他要讲的都讲完了。
She has said everything she wanted to say.
我还是没有表现出不耐烦来。
I still haven't shown any impatience.
这一回真得胜了。
Now I'm victorious.
这回可真属灵了。
Now I'm really spiritual.
我这口气还没松下来呢。
I haven't even uttered a breath.
他又冲进来了。
And then she rushed in again.
他冲进来说我还有一句话。
I have one more phrase.
这一句话把我的这个属灵就给打没了。
And all my spirituality would go to the drains.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这就是我们人今天就是自己活。
You see, this is human beings being
我们知道说我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
We know that we have been crucified with Christ.
但是事情以来就是我活。
But when things happen, it is us who are living.
我记得有一次我在那祷告的时候。
I remember one time I was praying.
里面就有一个很小的声音。
There's a very small voice.
为什么你要去听呢
？Why do you have to listen?
为什么你不让我听呢
？Why don't you let me listen?
是啊
So yeah
主活嘛
The Lord lives
主活呀
The Lord lives
主活就他来听嘛
Let the Lord listen
活人才听啊
It's only a living person who can
listen 死人听什么
What does a dead person listen to
你知道非常奇妙
It is amazing
我记得有一次这个我真的是正也是正好是最关键的时刻
I remember another critical moment in my life.
这个刚想把一个亮光写下来。
I was about to jot down this light.
那么太太兴致中中就进来了。
And my wife came in joyfully.
这个时候我突然想起了我还有内急，就还需要上厕所。我这个你知道我这个时候怎么这么寸呢？这。
And then I had to go to the bathroom.
那么那个时候你知道就非常稀奇。
But amazingly,
主说他来听。
The Lord said he would listen.
你要不要他来听
？You have to let him listen.
那你听吧。
And so I said, you listen.
哎，主听的可好了。
The Lord listened well.
主听完了这个没有脾气的。
After the Lord listens through, he has no temper.
而且那天他还回来两趟。
And then my wife came back twice.
对不起，还有最后一句话。
Sorry, I have one more thing to share with you.
还有最后一句话。
And I have one last thing to share with you.
现在把你自由了。
Now you're free.
你发现主来听的时候，太太说的话你都听进去了。
When you notice that when the Lord lives, all the things your wife wants to say to you, you can.
你不觉着是那股气压在底下，好像这要火山爆发一样
？You do not feel like you are trying to suppress your pressure like the volcano.
你发现真的太奇妙了。
You find that this is wondrous.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们遇见环境都是我来。
A lot of times when we face any circumstance, we say, "I'm going to do it."
弟兄姊妹，让主来。
Brothers and sisters, let the Lord do it.
环境来了。
When the circumstance arise,
主啊，你说你来。
You said, Lord, come.
因为是你活。
Because you are living.
不是我活。
Not I who live.
如今活着，乃是因信神的儿子而活。
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith.
我相信你活的一定比我活得好。
I trust that you can live this life better than me.
你信不信神的儿子活得比你活得好？
Do you believe that the Son of Christ can live this life better than you?
弟兄姊妹，让主活。
Brothers and sisters, let the Lord live.
让主来听。
Let the Lord listen.
让主来开门。
Let the Lord open the door.
弟兄姊妹，主所做的比你做的一定好。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord can do it many times better than you.
你看这个生命，它出来的时候是不是用人的力气的？
When this life is brought forth, it is not using the strength of men.
如今活着不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我们里面活。
But Christ lives in us.
因为我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because we have been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，愿神借着这些的话语，真的照亮在我们里面。
May the Lord use these words to enlighten us.
弟兄姊妹，你不必等到走不动你才得胜。
You don't have to wait till you're so old and you cannot walk.
不必等到十年以后你才得胜。
You don't have to wait till 10 years before you can become victorious.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个得胜的恩典已经赐给了我们。
Today, this victorious grace has been given to you.
因为基督的生命就是我们的得胜。
Because the life of Christ is our victory.
不是我们得胜。
It is not that we are victorious.
是神的儿子得胜。
It is the Son of Christ, God.
神的儿子在我们里面活。
It is the Son of Christ who is living.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and delivered himself up for me.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的拯救。
Brothers and sisters, this is our deliverance.
这是神的福音。
This is the gospel of God.
弟兄姊妹，加拉太书太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, Galatians is indeed so precious.
神圣灵真的把这卷书真的开启在我们里面。
May the Spirit open up the words in us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
主，你的救恩是何等的奇妙。
Your salvation is indeed wondrous.
主，实在超过我们所求所想。
It is beyond what we can imagine or ask for.
感谢你今天借着圣灵向我们开启了。
We thank you that you have revealed yourself to us through
the Holy Spirit. 因为我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because we have been crucified with Christ.
今天活着的不再是我。
It is no longer us who live.
乃是基督在我们里面活。
But Christ who lives in us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
让我们都来依靠你的恩典。
So that we can all rely on your grace.
让你的生命从我们生命中彰显出来。
So that your life can be manifested through our lives.
让你的旨意行在我们身上，如同行在天上一样。
So that your will be done in us as it is done in heaven.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.